Well, let's check sports from last night locally. First, in girls high school tournament basketball, girls class 1A regional finals held last night, and second-ranked Exira EHK is heading back to the state tournament for the second straight year as they post a 41-35 victory over Nottoway Valley last night in a game played in Red Oak. A balanced attack with Keely Nelson scoring 16, Maggie Rasmussen a dozen, and Sophia Peppers 11. To help the Spartans to that six-point win as they move to 23-0 on the season and heading back to the state tournament for the second straight year. Now, the 1A tournament field is already set. Exira EHK will have a pretty tough task in the opening round of the tournament. They'll face defending state champion Newell Fonda in a first-round game on Monday, February 29th. That'll be a 3:15 game in the afternoon. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Also last night, Newell Fonda advanced to the state tournament. The 7th-ranked Mustangs win 65-47 over Audubon. Emily Halbrick had 14 for Audubon, who couldn't figure out the defending champs last night as Newell Fonda advances. Also in 1A regional finals last night, number 6 Kingsley Pearson, a 55-38 winner over MMC. Top-rated Turkey Valley beat Northwood Kensett 67-53. Number 5 Lansing Key defeats 14th-ranked Linville Sully 61-58. 4th-rated Burlington Notre Dame over Marquette Catholic 49-36. Number 3 Springville, a winner over 9th-ranked Montezuma 41-37. And Mount Air needed overtime to beat 8th-ranked Grandview Christian 56-51. Also in girls class 2A regional finals last night, 3rd-rated Unity Christian, a winner over 10th-ranked Trainer, 51-44. The Cardinals had to rally hard late to get it that close. Trainer was down 21 points earlier in the ball game and did rally late, but they came up short as 3rd-ranked Unity Christian heads to the state tournament. Also in 2A girls regional finals last night, 8th-rated Central Decatur beat Panorama 63-53. Top-rated Western Christian over Lawton Bronson 76-64. Number 5 Okoboji over Grundy Center 40-34. 2nd-ranked Iowa City Regina beat North Lynn 50-47. It was number 6 West Branch over Durant 44-42. 4th-ranked Pekin beat Van Meter 55-36. 7th-rated Manson Northwest Webster a 47-43 winner over Des Moines Christian last night. The 1A tournament field, as we mentioned, is all set up. Turkey Valley playing Mount Air in the opening game of the tournament. Burlington Notre Dame will face Key. Springville plays Kingsley Pearson and Exira EHK facing Newell Fonda. In the 2A tournament pairings, it's Western Christian facing Central Decatur, Pekin against Okoboji, Unity Christian facing West Branch, and Iowa City Regina against Northwest Webster. The 3A tournament pairings also are set with Pocahontas Area facing Mount Vernon, Cherokee playing Osage. Center Point Urbana will play Mid Prairie, and Nevada will face Sioux Center. The 4A and 5A tournament pairings will be set after those regional finals are played this week. Also last night in boys district semifinal basketball, as the postseason got underway in Class 3A last night and in Class 4A substate action. We'll start with 3A play last evening as Atlantic was a winner over Winterset, 59-39, their second win of the year. They beat the Huskies earlier in the season. Scott Leonard led the way with 21 points, a lot of those coming right around under the basket. Ryan Hawkins had 14, leading Atlantic to that victory, 59-39 last night. Next up for Atlantic will be a Thursday night date against Glenwood. The Rams took care of Creston easily, 76-38. Andrew Bloom had 25 points to lead the Rams to that victory. Atlantic and Glenwood will face off at Abraham Lincoln High School Thursday night in Council Bluffs in a game we'll have for you here on the radio. Also in district action last night, in District 15, it was Perry over Dallas Center Grimes, 57-50, and Boone beat ADM, 67-58. In Class 3A District 1 semifinals last night, Harlan got a big night from Kyle Jewell as he had 33 points, 15 rebounds, 7 block shots, and they needed just about all of that as Harlan held off Denison 67-61 last night. Carroll also advanced with an 82-45 win over Greene County. Those winners will move on in tournament play. Also in boys Class 4A substate first round play last night, it was Lewis Central moving on. The Titans, a 75-71 winner over Sioux City West, while Sioux City North knocked out Thomas Jefferson 76-41 last night. A boys play continues tonight with Class 1A District semifinals. A doubleheader that you can catch here on KJAN tonight will come to you from IKM Manning High School as Peyton Sherdan will face Exira EHK in a 6:30 tip-off. The second game of the doubleheader has Audubon facing IKM Manning. That tips at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have both those games for you. Chris will have all the action for you tonight here on the radio. Also tonight at Mapleton, West Monona plays St. Albert, followed by Boyer Valley against Maple Valley. At Tabor tonight, it's Stanton versus Nishnabotna and Fremont Mills facing Bedford. At Greenfield tonight, Lenox will play Central Decatur and Nottoway Valley will face off against Murray. Also in 2A boys district finals tonight at Denison, Kemper Catholic will play Ridgeview. At Glenwood, it's Trainer versus Shenandoah. And at Dallas Center, Panorama will play Van Meter tonight with the chance to move on. Well, the final regular season basketball poll was released just the other day for Class 3A and 4A schools. Yesterday in Class 3A, Pella, the number one ranked team, with Dubuque Wallert number two, Spirit Lake three, MOC Floyd Valley number four. Harlan is in at number five this week. Glenwood is ranked sixth with Sheraton seventh, Waverly Shellrock eighth. Atlantic is in at number nine in this week's poll with Cedar Rapids Xavier at number 10. In Class 4A, Pleasant Valley is top-rated with Abraham Lincoln in at number 2. Iowa City West is 3rd, Dowling Catholic 4th, and Des Moines Hoover 5th. Rest of the 4A top 10 has West Des Moines Valley, Ankeny, Cedar Falls, Linmar, and Des Moines North. College men's basketball last night coming into the season and second division finish in the Big 12 for Iowa State was absolutely unthinkable. Well, with three games remaining, a second division finish is a possibility. West Virginia grabbed control down the stretch as the 14th-ranked Mountaineers beat the 17th-ranked Cyclones 97-87.
We knew what we were getting ourselves into when we came out here. We knew it was going to be a game of toughness. And in the first half, we just weren't tough enough. I think we came out and played a really good second half, but, I mean, we dug ourselves with whatever little eight-point hole there going into halftime, which was tough to overcome.
That's Cyclone guard Matt Thomas, who finished with 14 points. Defense and rebounding have been trouble spots all year, and they were on Monday night as the Cyclones shot a blistering 58% in the opening half, but still were down 8 at the break. Iowa State was out-rebounded 43-29, and West Virginia had 18 offensive rebounds.
And the biggest thing, I look back, we just got to do a better job closing out halves, not the second half. Everybody always just looks at the second half. I look at our losses and I just think about the first half, the last 3 minutes, you know, just being able to execute and then get stops.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. Abdul Nader led the Cyclones with 23 points as they fall to 8-7 and currently sit in sixth place in the Big 12 race. Cyclones are 19-9 overall. They'll host Kansas State on Saturday. Also in the top 25 last night, the 12th-ranked Miami Hurricanes have taken over second place in the Atlantic Coast Conference as Devon Reed scored 21 points and the Hurricanes rebounded from Saturday's 25-point loss at North Carolina by beating third-ranked Virginia 64-61. Also, Isaiah Taylor scored 19 points and drained a game-ending clinching three-pointer in the final minute to push number 25 Texas past Kansas State 71-70. Villanova and Kansas remain the top two teams in this week's AP College Basketball poll. The 24-3 Wildcats received 45 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel, with 23-4 Kansas getting the other 20. Oklahoma and Virginia are tied for third, and they're followed in the top 10 by Xavier, Michigan State, North Carolina, Iowa's at number 8, Arizona, and then Maryland. And for the 200th time, Connecticut is the top team in the AP Women's poll. The Huskies followed by Notre Dame, South Carolina, Baylor, and Ohio State in this week's top 25. The big news of this week's poll on the women's side is that Tennessee's 31-year run in the top 25 is over. The Lady Vols streak of 565 consecutive weeks in the poll began back on February 17th of 1985. The Big 12 Conference announced their weekly men's basketball award winners yesterday. Iowa State junior guard Deontay Burton was named as the newcomer of the week for the second straight week after a career performance Saturday against TCU. He had a career-best 23 points and grabbed 14 rebounds in the Cyclones' win over the Horned Frogs. And Iowa center Megan Gustafson has been named the Big 10 Conference Freshman of the Week on the women's side, as she shot a double-double on average with 14 points and 10.7 rebounds in three games last week. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.